Guys, thank you for taking the time to watch this message. It's our prayer that it speaks to your heart. So let's get started.
How many of you are having a good time already? Someone just say amen. Well, it's going to get better. Why? Because the word's being brought forth. Not because I'm up here. I may make it worse. Who knows? But because God's word is open, it's true. And how many of you love the truth? And the truth will set you free. Who could use a little freedom in their life right now? Amen? I know some of you could because you didn't say anything. You're still bound by not even being able to talk, right? I want to talk to you about something today. This is a standalone message. It's not part of our series. We are going into a new series through the month of December. We have one before that, and I'll just let you know what it is next week. But today the Lord really spoke to me, and I've entitled this message, someone just read that, Not of This World. How many of you know that you're not of this world? Right? The Bible, in a sense, as you go through it and study it, kind of is referring to us as aliens, in other words. Not like the little green guys with the big eyeballs, even though you look around and you may think some people actually, never mind. But that we are not of this world. And I'm going to explain something to you today as I go into sort of a teaching, preaching. And I want to talk to you about Abraham's seed. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. And if you do not have your Bible, it's okay. We'll have it up on the screen for you here. Verse 23 through 29 in Galatians chapter 3. Are you awake today? Yes. Are you ready to have fun today? Yes. Are you ready to defeat the devil today? Yes. Amen? Who could use that? Don't forget the chili cook-off, MVP. Look, I'm in that challenge too. I got a good feeling I'm going to win this chili cook-off. I can't tell you what kind I make because you're not supposed to tell anybody. But you'll know which one it is. Trust me. That'll be the one you're going to vote for. I can't tell you because then you'll know which one's mine. It's all secret. MVPs, please bring your chili. We have awesome prizes for you, games, good times. Also on the turkey dinner thing, there's signups in the back. Even if you can't sponsor a family, you never know who's in need, number one. And sometimes that's a burden on a family to even afford those dinners. That's a lot, man. I mean, you know, turkeys, they're not cheap anymore. I remember back in Lonnie's days over here, Pastor Lonnie's with us. Let's give him a hand all the way from Florida. Back when you were a kid, you just went out and shot one, didn't you? Or if you can't take, you know, one of the forms with you, if you just want to bring a gift card in for a grocery store, that's going to help a family out. Amen. Whatever leftovers we have are given away for Christmas to people that are in need. So Galatians chapter 3, verse 23 through 29 says this, and we're going to break this down. You guys know I like to do that. So I want to break this verse down, then we're going to do some teaching. It says, before, someone say before. Before. How it used to be, right? Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law. Has anyone ever been held in custody? I just wanted to see who would raise their hand. It's okay. Under the law, I have been. You ever been held in custody under the law? Maybe not just the law of the world, but the law of the enemy. Right? It says locked up until, someone say until. Someone say thank God. It says until the faith that was to come would be revealed. That's God revealing it to you. That's a revelation. We're talking about things that are there now, but God will reveal them and unlive them to you. Amen? When you seek for them. So the law was our guardian until, someone say until, Christ came that we might be justified by faith. Justified means just as if I never. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer, look at someone and say, no more, no longer, amen? We are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all, someone say all. You are all children of God through faith. For all of you, someone say all of you, who were baptized into Christ, have clothed, someone say clothed, yourself with Christ. What does that mean? Christ means the anointed one, right? Christ is the anointed. Jesus Christ, Jesus the anointed. So you are clothed, you are covered with Jesus. What does that mean? When he went to the cross and he shed his blood was a covering, an atonement for you. It covered who I used to be. And when God looks at me, he no longer sees the old Ronnie and the old Ronnie's mistakes. He now sees part of his blood. Amen? The pure. I make mistakes still, but I'm covered. There is an atonement over my life. It says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave, nor free. Hear this part. Nor male, nor female. For you are all one. Look at someone and say, we are all one. In Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. And listen to this part. This is key. And heirs according to the promise. Father, bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Give him some praise. Amen. Why don't you just high five three people and just say, be careful how you deal with me. Come on, say, be careful how you deal with me. I am Abraham's seed and I am of royal family. Thank you so much. Amen. How many of you know that the atmosphere of expectation, and how many of you are expecting something to happen today? But the atmosphere of expectation is the breeding ground for miracles to take place. Miracles will take place in the atmosphere of expectation. And who's in need of a miracle in your life today? So that means that you have to be in the atmosphere of expectation. I am expecting God to do something. Why? Because that's who he is. And that's what he does. So I expect it when I'm around him. My family knows around dinner time, I love to cook. They can expect a good meal. They can expect me to cook something. I like to do it, right? Why are you ladies looking at your husband like they don't do that? I'm not trying to get you in trouble. You may do stuff better than I do. That's just something I like to do. But what I want to get across to you today, it's very important that you understand this in your life of who you are. Whenever I walked out of the house as a kid growing up, my mom would say two things to me. She'd say, son, say, what, Mom? I already knew what she's going to say. Said it every day. She said, remember who you are and remember who you serve. Now, she would tell me that with the sense of knowing that don't do nothing stupid, son. Okay? Part of it. But also, son, you're covered. Come on. Son, God is with you. God has ordered your steps. His goodness and his mercy follow you. So remember when you're out, to have the boldness of Jesus Christ over your life. Amen? Remember when you're out that no weapon formed against you will prosper. That's what she was saying. But me and my wife, we found that through the years of our traveling, we've gone to many different places and ministered and done different things. Some countries we want to go to still that we know are on our list. My wife, I believe, and she has spoken that she's going to have a ministry of some sort in London one day. Amen? What a good place. Man. God would call me to London one day. Doesn't mean she'll live there, but God, you know, has called her to do some stuff, and she's made some amazing connections. So you need to start learning French, right? But when we travel and we go out of the country, one thing that we always do, we always keep our passports with us everywhere that we go. Why do we do that? Listen, just in case something ever happens, we may need proof that we were not citizens of that country, but we're citizens of another country. We're not citizens of that country, so we have to have proof of the country that we are from. In other words, we are just passing through. Tell someone, I'm just passing through. David said, yea, though I go through the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, we are just tourists of that kingdom. How many of you know that you can be in it and not be of it? You can be in it, but not be of it, right? You may be in that family, but something inside you, you know that you're not of all the things that they stand for. I'm not talking about the good things. How many of you have a loving family, but I mean, there's some things that you just wonder if you might have been adopted or if, you know, yeah, you have a different parent, they just didn't tell you yet. Anybody? I love my family too. I know I look like them in some ways, but there's been times in my life where I questioned if it was my family. Not in a bad way. I think we all question that. Just say yes, so I'll feel good, right? But we always would keep our passports with us to let people know and to let us know if anything ever happened, that we have proof that we are not citizens of that kingdom. We're just passing through this. I don't know if anybody heard me on that part. In other words, listen, the laws that apply to people who are citizens of that country, they do not apply to us. Why? Because I have another passport that says I am part of another kingdom. In other words, here's what the Bible calls it. Listen, I am an ambassador. Someone say it, ambassador of another kingdom. In other words, if you mess with me, how many of you know that you have to deal with the king that I serve in my kingdom? Amen. These are praising parts right here. I may be in that kingdom, but I'm not of that kingdom, in other words. How many, if you know who your king is, just shout his name out right now. Come on. Come on, one more time. One, two, three. Jesus. I heard a story of a preacher who was on a mission trip, and he went to a foreign country, and he was preaching in the prisons. And as he was preaching, he looked over and he seen that there were these three children from the ages of 6, 8, and 14, and they were behind the bars. And as soon as they stood, or they seen him, they stood up and they put their hand over their heart and they started to sing the Star Spangled Banner. He walked over to them. He says, "What are you doing here? Are you Americans?" They said, "Yes, we're Americans. And we had got kidnapped in some sort of a scheme with money. And now we are imprisoned and we've been stuck here." And this gentleman went back. As soon as he heard that, he called his pastor, who was a man by the name of John Hagee, if you ever heard of him before. He knows every senator, every governor, official, every president from every country. And listen, in less than 12 hours, those three children walked out of that prison. Why? Because that kingdom had no claim to them. Why? Because they belong to another kingdom. Look at someone and say, "You belong to another kingdom." Come on. See, when I actually understood that, can I tell you, when I understood that I belong to another kingdom, I begin to walk differently. Amen. I begin to talk differently. This security and this boldness begin to come out of my mouth. Why? Because I understood that the devil cannot put me on lockdown anymore. In other words, I cannot be held as a prisoner or bound or enslaved or trapped to the things that he tries to enslave me to anymore. Why? Because I am part of a different kingdom. I'm not part of the devil's kingdom anymore. I used to be. Look at someone to say, "No more." Come on. I'm not a slave anymore. I know we sing that song, right? I'm not going to sing it. Well, I don't know. I don't serve him anymore. I wasn't a Satan worshiper. Don't get me wrong on that. But how many of you know that you can only have one God? Amen. You cannot serve two masters. You're either hot or you're cold. There's no lukewarm. The Bible says if you're lukewarm, he'll spew you out of his mouth. In other words, you put a bad taste in his mouth for what you do. I don't work for him anymore. Because my life is now wrapped up in the kingdom of God. And the Bible says that I'm free in Jesus' name, right? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Someone say this with me. Say, "Thy kingdom come." Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom, right? "Thy will be done." Matthew 6, 9, and 10. It says this. In earth. Read your King James, not on earth. Right? "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." Where were you made from? The earth. Someone say dirt. See, that's why when you drop a cheeseburger, man, it doesn't matter. Why? Because God made dirt, and dirt don't hurt, right? We do the whole saying, circle, circle, dot, dot, now I got the cootie shot. And we eat that cheeseburger, brush off the dirt. Come on. "So thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven." Here's the thing, we have a real king. And we are citizens of God's kingdom. And the church is sort of the embassy, if you would. Amen? So what are we to this earth? Let me explain this to you. We are ambassadors to another kingdom. We are an ambassador to another kingdom. When you walk into that crazy job, how many of you know that you are an ambassador to the kingdom of God? And there are certain things that do not apply to you. That doesn't mean you can go causing havoc. Don't get me in trouble and say, my pastor told me that I'm an ambassador and I could act however. No, that's not what it means. I'm going to explain to you what it means. That means that we have this thing called diplomatic immunity. Okay? This is going to get good. What is diplomatic immunity? Diplomatic immunity, in other words, see, there's a difference. There's diplomatic immunity, then there's royal diplomatic immunity. How many of you know that you're all diplomats in the kingdom? Okay? You've been deployed, in other words, by God. You've been given an assignment by God. You have a covering because of the blood of Jesus. And just as the enemy has been given assignment to do something and his spirits have been given assignment, you have also, because of the Spirit in you, been given an assignment on this earth. And because of that assignment, when you go into territory that you know that the enemy is going to be in, you have diplomatic immunity for the things that the devil can do to other people but not to you. Why? Because you are an ambassador. You are covered. You have taken his name on. You're covered by his blood. Amen. You are a believer of Jesus Christ. This is a good teaching so far. It's going to get better. So you have diplomatic immunity. In other words, from the things that the enemy has the right to put on the citizens of that kingdom, of this world. He has been given power for certain things to put on to certain people of the world. If you don't know what diplomatic immunity is, it means that if you are an ambassador from another country, another land, that you are not subject to the laws of that land. In other words, it simply means that you have an exemption. You are exempt from certain things that the enemy tries to put on you. Now, it doesn't mean that he's not going to try to, right? That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that once you come to know Christ that everything's good and there'll be no more problems or no more attack. Oh, yes, there will. There will be more attacks. But you are not subject to those attacks. Amen. You do not have to submit to those attacks. No weapon formed against you will prosper. It will be formed against you, but it won't prosper. Amen. Just someone lift your hand and say, I am the head and not the tail. Come on. Someone say, I am above and not beneath in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I feel like we need to start claiming these things. It's easy to claim it when you know who you are. It's easy to claim it when you know that it's yours. For some people, they don't know it belongs to them. They don't know what they've been given power and authority to do and to be and to say and to speak. All in the name of Jesus. You're ambassadors of his kingdom. Amen? In other words, you're exempt. You're there, but you're really not there because you're a citizen of another land. So in other words, when the devil tries to give you a ticket, I'm not talking about the cop that pulls you over for speeding on 200. You need to look that devil in the face and say, I don't have to deal with poverty mindset. I don't have to deal with sickness in my life. Oh, come on. I don't have to deal with sadness and depression in Jesus' name. You might try to attack me with it, but the only time that it comes in is when I allow it to come in. When I give into that. You got to remind the devil sometimes, I'm a citizen of another kingdom. Amen? And the kingdom that I'm a citizen of, you were kicked out of. And if you don't have authority there, you don't have authority over me. And anything I do, you're all talk. Amen? Someone say, I'm a royal diplomat. Come on. In other words, I'm immune from prosecution. If you are a royal diplomat, you can go to another country. Never do this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you steal something or you murder someone. If you are a royal diplomat, you have royal immunity, you could do whatever you want and you're not subject to their laws, but to the laws of your country, right? They may send you back to your country And you're going to get in trouble for it back there. Oh, who's ever been in that position? God has to correct you. Your heavenly Father has to set you straight. Amen? But you have royal immunity through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I also want to tell you that when you're on a kingdom assignment, how many of you know that you're on a kingdom assignment today? Amen? How many of you know that when you're on a kingdom assignment, that it's the king's job to take care of your needs? That doesn't mean that God's going to just drop gold in your... That's not what we're talking about. Taking care of your needs is not always putting a check in the mailbox for you, although God can do that, right? He put coins in the mouth of a fish for some taxes, didn't he? We've seen miracle after miracle through the word of God. And God is the same as he was today, as he was yesterday. He hasn't changed. What that means is God will give you the knowledge sometimes or the understanding or the influence for things to happen in your life. He'll put you in the presence of men and women because of your gifts, right? I say it all the time. Your gift will make room for you. It brings you before great men in order to get done what you need to get done. It also says this, my God shall supply all my needs, not my wants. All my needs, but how? According to his riches in glory. So from glory, he's going to supply me right down here where I'm at. I wish I had a witness in here. Anyone that's ever happened to you in your life. And God has stepped in and intervened and showed up right when you needed him. How many of you are thankful he's an on-time God? Come on, he has met that need. When you were down to nothing, he was up to something. Amen. There's some people in this room, you didn't know how you were going to make it, but it came in some sort of way. And when it comes from nowhere, all you could say is, glory, glory, glory to God, giving him the glory for what he did. The Bible says, therefore, here's what I want to tell you, do not worry. Look at someone and say, don't worry. Don't worry saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? We've been down to that before, haven't we? Oh, married 20 years, man, with 5 kids. There's been times where it's been tight. Tell someone, tight. It's been so tight. I mean, it felt like you got a girdle on and you can't breathe. Felt like you were wearing Spanx. You guys know what Spanx are, right? He said, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Or can we say, how are we going to get there? We don't have gas. Or how are we going to pay the rent? We don't have enough money. Or how are we going to get that job? We don't have the education. Look at someone and say, do not worry. It says, after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows the beginning from the end. See, when we pray, what's the last thing that we say? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen means so be it. Okay? So be it. But the Bible says in Revelation 3:14 that he is the amen. Look it up. He is the so be it. So before you even pray, in other words, he already said amen. Isn't that good? He already said so be it. So my Bible tells me this. It says all the promises of God are yes and what? And amen. So not only will he start with a yes, he also starts with the so be it. Amen. Isn't that good? Look at your neighbor and say, God's got me covered. Come on. He's got me covered. I love that commercial. The guy says, what's in your wallet? I just wish my voice was that low, man. I'd be such a better preacher, Kim. Put some bass in right now as we're talking. Come on. What are you working with? When the devil comes and he tries to tax you, he tries to ticket you, in other words. He tries to attack you. And he tries to lie to you and tell you that you are under the subjection of his laws and his rules and his trouble. Can you pull your passport out like we did when trouble comes? And say, devil, you got to understand something. For me, it's this. When he comes at me, I can pull my passport out, in other words, and I can say, listen, devil, I remember, and you got to understand that on a Wednesday night in 1986, I was young. I remember going and kneeling down at a sofa, and I got grafted into a whole new family. Amen. I gave my life to Jesus, and now I'm not part of that old family. I'm not talking about my mom and my dad. I'm talking about the world that I used to run with. I wasn't doing much crazy stuff at 8, but still, I know that there were times when I walked away from the presence of God. I lived like the prodigal son sometimes. What a good example of someone who was in the house of the king, in the house of the Lord, in other words, his father that ran that kingdom. And the Bible says that he walked away and spoiled his inheritance. And he found himself with citizens of another country. But he came to himself. Amen? How do you come to yourself? It's finding yourself inside of yourself sometimes. Being able to talk to yourself and slapping yourself around sometimes and saying, this is not who I am and this is not who I serve. Why have I given into these things? And the Bible said he made his way back home, amen? And the father had covered him with a robe. What a perfect example and a typology of God covering us with the blood of Jesus Christ. He put a ring back on his finger. He killed the fatted calf and had a feast for him. Why? Because in that kingdom, that son's not prodigal anymore. He's back and he has diplomatic immunity in Jesus' name. Someone's got to hear this today because I feel like there's some people in this room, and I have been here before, where I've given in to the enemy's lies. I thought that I wasn't enough. I thought I could never have enough. I thought I could never be enough. Anyone ever felt these ways before? I thought it was never going to get better. There were sicknesses that I had been through that I thought that this is just how I'm going to live all my life. I had to come to understand if God wanted it this way, he's got a plan. But I want to be whole. I dealt with back issues for numerous years. Pastor Lonnie knows, my wife knows, I had to have a back procedure done to me. And it was either a titanium cage or the procedure I had. He had to carry me, didn't you? He had to carry me up my stairs into my bed. Because I couldn't walk. Came in with a wheelchair, and then I came in with a walker. I came in with crutches, and then I walked in myself. Amen? The healing power of God. I know that God works through doctors, and God, he worked the process out for me to be able to be where I was at. But I had to understand that I was not subject to certain things that the world says I'm subject to. Amen? You are not, just because it happened to your mom and dad, just because it happened to your grandma and grandpa, does not mean that it has to happen in your life. Why? You are covered now. You are born again. You have diplomatic immunity from those things. The curse is broken in Jesus' name. There is no family curses or generational curses once you've been brought into the kingdom of God. You have been designed to change that order. Amen? I'm of the seed of Abraham. Someone say, my old is gone and my new has come. Amen. Why? Because you're a citizen of another country and another world. And you don't have to lay claim on the things of this world. See, God can bless me with things in my life now. Why? I don't ask for a lot of things at all. I used to. But why can God bless me with things now? He knows that things don't hold me. Because I understand that I'm just passing through. And when you understand that you're just passing through, things don't matter to you anymore. And that's when God begins to bless you with things. You want God to bless you with things? You don't do it like as a, you know, some sort of a secret, you know, mission. But you have to understand God will bless you with things when things don't become your idols. When things don't run who you are. I used to have the latest, want to have the latest thing out, the iPhone, Apple computer, whatever it may be. It's good to have some of the stuff, and I'm not saying you're sinning because you have it, please. But I had to. I nonstop thought about these things. I nonstop thought about what I could do to what I thought would make me better or more accepted. Amen? See, but when you get down to it, someone say when you get down to it, the Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, kingdom. What does it mean to be a new creation? In other words, what does kingdom look like? What does this king, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven? Galatians 3, it says, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor slave, nor free, nor male, nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are of Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. It has been promised to you. Amen? What are we? We are all. Tell someone we are all dirt. Right? You're all dressed up and you smell good and you look good, but when you get down to it, look at them and say, you're just dirt. And that's not a bad thing. It's okay. Why? Because God made, right? No. We are all from the same. And I want to show you something because I believe this church is a prime example of this, and I'm so honored to be part of it with this. We are all dirt. I didn't say trash. I said dirt. White dirt. Red dirt. Brown dirt. Black dirt. Whatever you want to call it. But look at someone and say, but baby, you're dirt. If you don't believe that you're dirt, don't shower for 2 weeks, and I promise you that dirt's going to start stinking. All right? And you can put as much makeup on that dirt as you want, but it's still dirt. I'm dirt, you're dirt. But why do we let dirt separate us? Red dirt separated from white dirt, and brown dirt separated from white dirt, and we could go on and on. It's just dirt. Amen? Where there's got, I wrote this down, pecs and flex, or it's flabby and saggy, long skirts or pants. Come on, it's all still dirt. Whether it lives in a mansion or it lives in a tent. Whether it's got a giant pocketbook or it only has two pennies to rub together. It's all still dirt. We spend all this time trying to categorize it. Oh, I'm not just talking about me and you or our ethnicity or how much money we have. We do this with church. Come on. We separate because of color or beliefs. We separate because of gospel church or contemporary church or charismatic church or Presbyterian church. I understand there are different theologies, amen. But when we get down to it, if you're leading people to Jesus and I'm leading people to Jesus, we're doing something right. Come on. And we got to cut out the mess in between. Stop talking about other people. Stop talking about other churches. God convicted me a long time ago, and I've talked to our staff about this at times. God convicted me for talking about other churches, other pastors, saying, we got it all right. We got it all together. The truth of the matter is when we get to heaven, we're all going to see how much we really get wrong. But as long as we got one thing right, and that's God, and that's Jesus, amen? And we're believing, we're leading people through John 3:16, and we're bringing them into the kingdom. Let's let God do the judging, amen? And we show the grace and the love and the mercy and the truth of his word. Why? The truth will reveal itself. We don't got to be the ones to always try to show people. We can bring the truth to them. Amen? Spend so much time categorizing dirt. When the Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth. We were created from the dust of the earth. Amen. As it is in heaven. Look, at the end of the day, at every funeral I've ever been to, same thing is said. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. And then we go back to your house and we have a chicken and tater salad dinner. And then we go home. And you go back to dust. I know I'm getting somewhere with this today. Someone needed to hear this. You know what I feel like doing? I'm going to do something different today. If you are from Africa or your family is from Africa, stand up. I know you're standing up, Anaka. Okay. All right. If you are from any Asian descent or background or country, stand up. I mean, that goes, I don't know all of them. Philippines, Japanese, Korean. That's Asian, right? Am I correct? Okay. I'm learning everything new up here. It's a lot of... All right. Someone just stand up. You're from another country. Stand up and say what it is. There's too many in this church. We have 30 different nations. Israel, am I not mistaken? Right? Okay. Mexico? England? El Salvador? Mexico? El Salvador? Where are you from? Yeah. Ethiopia. Come on. Anybody else? Guatemala. How about in the back right here? India? India. Anybody else? Come on. The Caribbean Islands? Oh, I want to be where you're from. Right? Anybody? Brazil. Brazil. Come on, stay up for a minute. Where are you from? India? Cameroon? Anybody else? Colombia? Nigeria? Texas! Okay, wait, stand up. Don't sit down yet. All right, I know there's a bunch of different... Where are you from? Jamaica, man. All right? I found out that in like Jamaica and the Bahamas, they don't even have... Like, I asked someone what time it is. They said, whatever time we want. When it's time to eat, it's time to eat. When it's time to sleep, it's time to... That's what they told me. I told someone that this week. All right, now, let's do this real quick. Where are you from? Where you got your hand up? I can't even pronounce that. Beijing. Come on. Anybody else? Russia. England. Anybody else not holler it out? Ireland. Okay, let's try something else. If you were a man, stand up. No. You can still stay standing if you're from another country, because I'm going to say this next. If you are a woman, stand up. All right? I think we all understand. I want you to look around now, and I want you to see something. No matter where you are from, no matter who you are, we are all the same in Jesus Christ. We are all created the same. Amen? What makes us different from this world is one thing and one thing only. That is Jesus Christ. And can I tell you something? I want you to look around. These are your adopted brothers and sisters. Adopted brothers and sisters. We might not all look alike. What's your name?
Joel.
We might not look too much alike. You're way better looking, and you wear that jacket a lot better than I ever could. But we're brothers in Christ. Growing up when I was a kid, it was, hey, brother, how you doing? Hey, sister, how you doing? Everybody was brother and sister. Come on, that's right, the DNA. How many of you remember the brother and sister? I'm not saying we got to do that here. You're a sinner if you don't. That's not what I mean. But we had that in our mentality, in our lifestyle, that you are my brother. We used to even sing the song, you're my brother, you're my sister. Amen? So take me by the hand. It was almost like our We Are the World song. What I'm trying to get across to you today is this. You are not alone. Come on up, praise team. You are not alone. You are not alone. You were created by a king that has a purpose for your life. And that purpose for your life is to not be here to be beat up by the devil. To not go through this life wondering who you are and trying to figure out where you fit. That is not what God created you for. You know where you fit. You fit into the kingdom of God. And the great part about it, in this giant puzzle, we're all cut different. And once you find where you fit, you'll understand why things sometimes look and they're cut the way that they are. Because we're all different. But God has a purpose in your life. And you're the person that just may help complete a picture. Your gift and your talent. And God has brought you here today as a divine appointment. You are not here by coincidence. You didn't just come and think this is another service. God brought you here today by divine appointment. This is a meeting. All the ambassadors come in. We're having a meeting today. You didn't know this was a meeting, but the reason I've called this meeting, okay, is to tell you that when you leave this place, you have diplomatic immunity. Say it. I have diplomatic immunity against the attack of the enemy. Now, it's coming. I can guarantee you that. It's coming. But when the devil tries to come against you, amen, You claim that diplomatic immunity. In the name of Jesus, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I am not under the subjection of the law of this world. I am part of another kingdom. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because greater is he that is in me. Always happens at the right time. Than he that is in. Wait a minute. Did we just figure out what that verse meant? Yes. Greater is he that is in me. Why? Because the kingdom is within. Greater is he that is within me. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that is in me. And I have diplomatic immunity because I'm an ambassador. Than he that is in the world. As they play this song again, come on out and just start singing it. I feel like someone just needs to hear and needs to understand and remember the power that is inside of your life. What God's called you to do. What God's called you to be. God showed me that there are people that will come into this house today that have been burdened with trouble. The Bible says don't worry about today. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. Don't worry about those things, how it's going to get paid. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Why? Because when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. He didn't say seek only. He said seek first. Amen? You can seek for certain things, but seek first the kingdom of God. Just begin to sing that song. God told me to tell someone in this room, I feel like there's a handful of people that you have been under extreme pressure. I mean, you've been under extreme pressure. Not knowing how it's going to turn out. I don't know what it is.
So my life you have been
I don't know what
faithful.
It is. But God told me to just remind you that under pressure,
life you have
the more pressure,
so
the stronger the anointing. Ask the olive. The olive will tell you that. That as it presses down and presses down and presses down, it squeezes out more oil. And sometimes God has to squeeze you. Not only to get the good out, but to get the bad out. Amen? And if you're here today and you have been under that extreme pressure and you've been wondering how it's going to happen, I want you to come down to the front and I want to pray with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed because this is the time. You may set the example for someone. Amen? I mean, you may be burdened down with some of the biggest bills of your life.
Oh, I will
in debt.
Of the goodness
you may be so burdened because your relationship has been under constant fire and attack. And you don't know how it's going to recover. It might not be your marriage. It might be a mother and a father relationship or a daughter and a mother,
and
whatever it is. Come on up. Just make your way
so,
and spread across the sanctuary.
So good. With every breath that I am made.
Yes, Lord, can you dim the house lights, please?
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, just sing it again. Come on, just pick it up.
Because all my life you have been faithful.
Before we pray, just scoot on up again.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able,
I will sing.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing that again with all my life. Come on. Thank you, God.
And all my life you have been faithful.
You never left me nor forsake me, God.
And all my life you have been so,
remember this.
So
he has
good.
Never left you alone.
With every breath that I am able,
I will sing.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Just keep singing if you want to go through another chord, whatever you want. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at me if you came up today. God brought you here because he wanted to remind you you are not alone. He is in you. He is in you. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you, and you are an ambassador of the kingdom of God, and that's Look, if you want to walk in those things, you have to see yourself as Jesus sees you. And they will not change until you can see yourself as he sees you. Not the world has made you see yourself through a different lens. When God sees you, he sees army.
Goodness is running out.
He sees a warrior.
It's running out.
Amen.
Me.
He sees a princess.
With my life laid down.
He sees kings.
Surrender now. Give you
he sees
everything.
People with a compassionate heart and a love for the lost.
Your goodness is running
so today,
out.
As we pray, my prayer for you is that you
me.
Shake off what the world has told you you are.
Your goodness
you are no longer a slave to it.
It's
you are not what the world has called
me.
You. You are no name that a mother or father has
your
ever called you. You are no name that a husband or a wife has ever called you that is not good. That is not who
with
you are.
Down, I surrender now.
You have
give
diplomatic
you
immunity
everything.
Over this world. Is it hard to believe sometimes
your
that you're not those things?
Is running after,
you're not.
It's running after
so
me.
If you're not, then what are you? Can I tell you what you are? He says, I am that I am. He's a provider. Can I tell you one thing you are? You are forgiven. You are loved. You are changed. Someone's got to hear this. You're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The things that you have done in your life, if you have brought them to the Lord under repentance, they are under the blood of Jesus as if they never happened. Covered by the blood of Jesus.
And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing that again. Come on. Remember who you are. Remember who you serve.
All my life you have been faithful.
Yes, you have.
And all my life you have been so good. With every breath that I am able,
I will sing.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I will sing, yes, I will sing.
All my life you have been faithful.
Now what I want you to do, if you came to this altar, I want you just to lift your hands now to God as a sign of giving him glory, a sign of surrender. And just say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
with every breath
I cast all my cares and all my anxieties upon you. Because your word says to, because you care for me. And today, Lord, I put off the old and I put on the new. I take off the old mindset and I put on the new mindset. I put on the armor of God. Amen. Amen. I put on the garment of praise. Get rid of the spirit of heaviness in Jesus'
every
name.
Breath
and in Jesus' name. Someone say in Jesus' name. Come on, and in Jesus' name. Again, in Jesus' name. One more time, that's what we do. In Jesus' name. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. Come on, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I am
your
not of this world in Jesus' name.
After,
I am not under the subjection of the enemy or his lies anymore. In Jesus' name. Someone's taking authority. I can feel it in this house right now. Someone's taking some flame and some ground that you let go right now in Jesus' name. I pray that every bit of bitterness cast off you right now. Every bit of lies that the enemy has told you is cast off of you right now in Jesus' name.
Your goodness.
Father, take off the scales of our eyes. Let us see it for what it is, Lord God. Let us see, Father God, that we all are made of dirt. We are all of the same thing, Lord God. Father, we don't want to be offended anymore. We don't want to be angry anymore, Lord God. Change our mindset, Lord God. Forgive us, God. We repent. We want to walk in security, Lord God. We want to walk in the commanded blessings of God. We are of the seed of Abraham today. We claim it. Someone just claim it in Jesus' name.
All my
it's mine.
Life you have been
in Jesus'
faithful.
Name, I see it. It's mine. I take back
all my
joy.
All my life you have
take back the mind of peace
so
right now.
Good.
Take it back.
With every breath
I claim my healing
I
right now in Jesus' name. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I claim healing over my family. Someone just needs to speak these things. I claim it in Jesus' name. Heal my family in Jesus' name. Heal my mindset of poverty. Bring finances into my life in Jesus' name. Because God, you know that I am not subjected to things.
Life,
I'm just passing through, God. The things
so
you give me,
good.
I will give back to you, Lord. And the moment
with
I don't take it away from
God, that I am made,
in Jesus' name, change
my
mind. Let me wake up, Lord God, and not worry about what I got to do for my job or what I got to do for you. Let me not worry about the problems around me, because your word says that tomorrow holds its own trouble and problems and worries. And so we live, Lord God,
and
today in the fullness of Jesus Christ.
So good.
Sing it again and we'll leave.
With every breath that I am made,
I will sing of
the
goodness.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I will sing of the goodness of God. Let's close it out.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
If you believe in that, then give him some praise like you love him. Come on. Give him praise like you're an ambassador of the kingdom of God. Like you have authority over your life in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what that tells me? If you're an ambassador and you have diplomatic immunity, how many of you know that when you walk into those situations, you need to speak with the authority of an ambassador? Stop cowarding down to the enemy. If the devil's coming after you, you need to speak back against him with the authority of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. I told you, I have physically kicked the devil out of my house before. Opened the door and kicked him out. I'm going to do what I got to do. Amen? Believe in who you are because God is in you. I love you, God. We thank you for coming. We thank you for showing up in this place. We thank you for moving in our lives and revealing to us who we are, Lord God. Through you, we give you glory, we give you honor. I pray that we step up, Lord God. We step up in our service, Father God. We step up in our devotion, Lord. We step up in our prayer. We step in our reading, Lord God. We step up in our giving, Lord God. This is the time to give, Lord. We need it, Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
We're so happy you're able to watch this, and we want to invite you to join us live on a Sunday morning. If you have any questions or you'd like any more information, get connected with us on our social media at L3 Church or on our website, l3church.com. Thank you so much for tuning in.